USA News, I'm Dave Collins. One House Republican admits the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis.
We've allowed a different process of democracy to take hold within our own conference, which is that majority doesn't rule.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted that Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. Crenshaw said he supports Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan as Speaker, but he slammed efforts by some of Jordan's allies to turn Republicans against those who don't plan to vote for him. Democrats' two-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end next year after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote when the Associated Press called the race after 11 p.m. Eastern Time, running far ahead on a ballot that featured 16 candidates, including Democrats, independents, and Republicans. The victory preceded two more red state governor elections this fall. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky is seeking a second term on November 7th, while Republican Governor Tate Reeves is doing the same in Mississippi. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza.
Blinken is meeting with Egypt's president on Sunday. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest numbers as of Sunday morning indicate that more than 2,400 people have been killed in Gaza and 9,200 injured. In Israel, 1,400 people have been killed and 3,500 wounded. I'm Skip Kelly.
Massachusetts investigators are searching for three Rhode Island men in connection with the death of a New England Patriots fan. Police say Dale Mooney died after a fight at Gillette Stadium during the Week 2 game against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Protesters were arrested outside Senator Chuck Schumer's home in Brooklyn. It happened Friday night as Senator Schumer was getting ready to head to Israel with a delegation. Demonstrators, mainly Jewish New Yorkers, stood outside Schumer's home in Brooklyn demanding he call for a ceasefire. Over 50 protesters were arrested, including those holding a banner that read, "Jews say stop the genocide of Palestinians," while blocking Schumer Street. Nobel Prize winner, poet Louise Glick, has died. In a statement Friday, Glick's editor called her poetry immortal and said Glick's work gives voice to our need for knowledge and connection in an often unreliable world. Glick won the Pulitzer Prize in 1993 and was awarded the National Humanities Medal in 2016. In the weeks since the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, pro-Palestinian rallies have taken place in several cities across the U.S. Anti-Semitic activist organizations are supporting the attack, calling Israeli occupiers. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia says it's important for the Jewish people to know they're supported.
There is a real sense of fear in the Jewish community, and we need to recognize that anti-Semitism is real, and we have families that are afraid to go to the grocery store. They're afraid for their children in school in the United States, in Virginia. And so we are standing strong to combat anti-Semitism and to tell the Jewish people that we are standing with them at this horrific time.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.